We're kicking down this motherfucking door, and we're doing that.
Let's get into it. If there's anything that could be haunted, for sure that fucking chair's haunted.
Then again, the internet always wins. The internet always wins.
Searching around about this dock, I found...
Let's be frank, there's piss on the floor.
He was pulled out of power, and he was murdered by firing squad. I'll start huffing paint. Three dudes in a dock. That's the one.
That is what it's called.
Okay, welcome back for another week. This is Three Dudes in a Dock. I'm Tyler, and this week we watched the 2013 doc, 20 Feet from Stardom, directed by Morgan Neville. And I'm here with Mitch and Christian, as always. Good day, gentlemen.
Hello.
Yeah.
So this is the second Morgan Neville doc we've done.
Cool.
I really enjoyed the first one, the Mr. Rogers one.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And I have seen a third Morgan Neville doc. We talked about at the end of last episode, Saint of Second Chances.
Oh, yes, about baseball or whatever.
Yeah. He's the son of the former Chicago White Sox owner.
Yeah. Can they still be called the White Sox? I know it's just about Sox, but
they still are.
That's okay?
It's in Chi-Town, baby.
Okay.
No one cares. They're also the team that, the mob got in when they won the World Series.
Yeah, it was like the 1928 or 29 World Series.
So the next year, you think they'd be like, maybe let's change the name. Like, nope. Still the White Sox.
Mob stormed the field?
No.
When they won?
The mob got in. Yeah, that sounds... with machine guns and just killed everyone.
Yeah.
And took the World Series trophy for themselves.
They called that team the Black Sox because there was like a black mark on baseball.
Thankfully, that was a time when there was a color barrier in baseball.
Right, so it didn't hurt anyone's feelings.
There were white guys that were like, oh, man.
Right.
This is not about baseball.
No. This... No.
What the fuck is this about?
20 Feet from Stardom is about backup singers.
Oh, yeah.
That kick ass.
I forgot, because they don't mean anything.
Oh,
I mean, they do.
That's the catch.
Yeah.
I know.
Man, we make a band, look at solo artist over here.
Yeah. The fact that you give a shit what I say continually shocks me.
I don't really, but if not, we'll just sit here in silence.
Yeah, I guess.
Some people would probably say that might be better.
Yeah, maybe. That's true.
Let's do just that for one episode.
Just an hour of silence.
Yeah.
That's not silence.
No, well, you got to meditate to something. Let's make white noise.
Why don't you try an episode where you're just silent?
Okay.
Tyler.
It's just that episode.
Is it?
No, because David Bowie's on the TV.
There we go. Apparently
not. So we have it on the TV right now because
still watching this fucking.
I got busy, and I didn't get to watch the full thing. I've watched about half of it now before you guys got here.
Oh. Someone
you didn't
a
start
life.
From the beginning again, did you?
Beginning again?
Yeah, you got about halfway through
before you got here, we got here.
This is the first time you're watching it.
Si, senor.
And we're in the middle of a recording.
We are.
He's got a family and shit, bro.
Whatever. Anyone listening, he's not still watching it. I assume this episode's going to come out.
It's pre-recorded. It's not
later.
Live.
It's not live.
Yeah.
It's fine. Does anyone out there think that this is live? Call in.
I mean, it depends on how quickly we finish this episode.
Yeah, true.
I'm going to put this out as soon as we finish.
We could transition to being live right now.
So I have a question.
Yeah.
What the fuck is 20 Feet from Stardom about? Since the first 5 minutes was a little hectic.
It's about backup singers.
Okay. Oh, we covered that already?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It gets into more detail, but it really is just about
that's true.
Bunch of different backup singers.
What I found most interesting from this when I watched it years ago was, who's the girl who backup sings for Michael Jackson?
She's in the dock.
When Michael Jackson is supposed to go on his kick-ass I Didn't Do It tour just before he died, this chick was like, I'm gonna be so fucking famous. And then Mike died, and she's like, fuck, I'm not gonna be famous. Which I always thought was weird, because I was like, hold up, if you're that talented, someone else is gonna pick you up.
When did Michael Jackson die?
2008? No.
Is it that long ago?
No.
So after this came out, or before this came out?
Yeah, because they talk about it in this.
Yeah.
Because she was that was one of the, I guess, plot points that their progression to fame.
Oh, it was 2009. Pretty fucking close for having no idea.
Yeah,
this came out.
Hey, you were later. That was good.
Yeah. Not bad.
Nice.
I sometimes can get close to what I think I know.
Did you do it?
Did I get close?
No. Did you kill Mike? You like? You were his doctor. I like the silence. That's good.
It's incriminating.
Your legal
no, it's not.
Your legal counsel has informed you.
I just got a text. It said, shut the fuck up. I don't think so that's what it was
that's
about.
That's all I kind of really remember from this. Or just like, and then it's cool that they're that talented and they can be like, I guess, one-on-one and friends.
So,
and they would truly know what an artist is like.
So the one part that blew my mind just in the short part I've watched, and like, I guess I knew it happened, but I didn't really, I was very naive that thinking it might not. So like ghosting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, so.
Yeah, it happens in fucking movies.
The one, Diana Love, I think her.
Yes.
I'll look it up here in a second. But she basically sang the vocal.
Darlene Love.
Darlene Love, as yes. It was.
Yeah.
Darlene Wright is her real name.
Yes.
She did the vocal track for this song.
Mm, it was a Christmas song. Or one of them.
Yeah.
But she did a bunch. Obviously, yeah. This happened all the time. But.
So there was a song that really made it big. Mm-hmm. And she did like the full vocal track and the group lip sync to mm-hmm. it.
Oh, that was something, one tune from the Crystals.
Yes, the Crystals. Yeah. And she's like, it was very demeaning when people would be like, oh my God, like these guys sound great to her. And she's like, yeah, that's me. But she can't say that.
Man, to those strangers' defense though, the Crystals do got some pretty sick songs. But if they lip sync them, then I don't fucking know.
It's like the Milli Vanilli of old R&B.
Dude.
That's what happened
there,
right?
There's some Scorsese movies where he used some Crystal songs where you're like, hell yeah.
Mm, they used some Darlene Love songs.
Yeah, I guess right.
So. Yeah, that's brutal because like, there's no way that you can go back on that now. I think everyone's maybe dead. Not legally. Yeah, like what are you going to do?
But even then, they'd still be like, whatever, get out of here.
Back payment. What? Or like maybe that was just the way that the contract was
for sure.
100%
written and she didn't know. And
100%.
Or it's not fair. Did know way. And like if you have the chance to make the money, then for sure, right?
Yeah.
Damn.
Well, it's just like Mitch said, Milli Vanilli, someone had to have sung those songs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But they, unless they like auto-tuned it back, whatever auto-tune type of thing they had back then.
Yeah.
And then just lip-synced in concert.
So that was one thing that was brought up by an interviewee in this doc that I had no idea was a thing, is that backup singers are like good. That was not a continuous sentence. Good, real backup singers who could actually fucking sing and who were trained from the time that they were young up until this are sort of obsolete because you can just tune them in the studio.
Yeah.
You could get the front desk person to sing your backup.
Yeah.
And then
most rap records, that's what they do.
Yeah. They just change the pitch. It doesn't matter at all. Fix it.
Yeah.
You couldn't do that way back in the day. If you weren't on, then you weren't on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just sucked. And that was it.
The one thing that just kind of blew my mind, it was the Blossoms.
Mm.
So they all kind of just walk into the studio and set up in front of Mike and just like bang out this chorus of the song.
Yeah. Oh, like, when they reunited.
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
What?
And, she, and she's like,
I forgot about that.
Like 35 years later.
That's fucking insane.
Well, and she's like, that was like, it was a perfect take. And she's like, that's crazy without rehearsing anything.
Or like warming up. Like maybe you were singing in the car on the way over, but like, holy shit.
Speaking of which, so they're, they're shooting like, just B-roll of one of the backup singers in her car.
And
they
must
be going to the studio. Mm-hmm. She turns on her car and either Morgan Neville, the director, or someone asks like, hey, can you turn the radio off?
Mm-hmm.
And she just looks over. She goes, what? Morgan, how do you expect me to drive with no music?
Yeah. What kind of car do you think this is? Nice. Yeah. Who, Mary something.
Yes.
Hell Mary Clive. Or, yeah. That wasn't her name. Mary something.
What a cool response. Yeah.
M-E-R-R-Y. If you're interested, you'll definitely find it.
Murray.
Murray.
But I thought that was hilarious.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
That is funny.
And obviously that, you know, that wasn't made to be put in the doc, but that was just, it was probably too good to leave out.
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
One of those happy little accents, as Bob Ross would say.
Mm. Well, you don't think about that stuff. Yeah. It, like on the documentary side, like production side of this stuff, you don't think about that stuff.
I know we've had, you know, long conversations about documentary filmmaking and, like staging stuff.
Mm.
So there's one thing in this documentary that I was like, oh, Christian would fucking hate that.
Oh,
uh-oh. So,
I generally liked it, but I think I was just enraptured.
But. No, great doc. Ooh. But it was a funny little quirk that I thought would just like flip on you.
Mm.
So there's the one woman is in bed. And the camera's there, yeah, and the phone goes off, and she like rolls over and wakes up like
I woke up like this.
Like the filmmakers were just sitting there like creepily in the corner with the camera.
How the fuck did you get in here?
Yeah.
Why would they do that?
Yeah. I beats me. I did think about that, and I was like, no, whatever.
I'd like to think that
it was so obvious that there's no, who could believe it? Right. There's no way.
Yeah, I'd like to think they're like, all right, Christian, we're going to do an interview. And you're like, I got some stipulations. Like,
I gotta what? Wake up.
You're like, you're gonna, I'm gonna roll over my flash little titty. And like, what? Like, oh, just because, like, oh, look at my, these are a million count thread sheets. Yeah. Just naming shit in your room.
Perfect lighting.
Yeah.
This is the same woman who
wake up like makeup, just perfect.
She like, has a Grammy on her shelf, like buried in other clutter. Bills and shit.
She's where's
like,
that? Just, where's that Grammy?
Yeah, like a fucking paperweight. She bought it at the fucking Value Village.
And she rubs that thing every day.
I think she does.
That'd be great too if you go up to it and it's just a piece of plastic. You're like, it's not even a real one.
Oh my god! I never even thought we should get a couple of Oscars and Grammys, and we should get the EGOT set.
Yeah.
When the studio is done.
Can we make it so I won the play one?
Of course.
I was going to say Christian won the Tony.
Yeah, that's true.
Why is that?
Because you're gay.
Oh, is that why?
Because you musician, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, the Grammy. Yeah,
that makes...
I feel like...
Oh, yeah.
I feel like that would make more sense.
No show tunes?
If I won the Tony.
Yeah.
You fucking uncultured swine.
Because you were in Rent, weren't you? You're a little gay baby.
I was in Rent, yeah.
I didn't even know if there's a gay baby in Rent.
Look it up, everyone listening. All four of you.
The bearded gay baby.
That's
swaddled up like a huge fucking baby.
That's what I'm going to title this episode now. The bearded gay baby.
Fuck yeah.
The bearded gay baby.
Yeah. It's not 20 feet from stardom anymore.
All right.
But yeah, no, like, so
what a segue.
These people are people you don't think of ever, right? Like no. I've never, and like, there's some famous, like, so the one Rolling Stone song, where they sing Rape and Murder, It's Just a Shot Away.
Mm.
Like I've never, like, I love the Rolling Stones. I've never listened to that and been like, oh fuck, that's crazy. These backup singers would sing that.
Mm.
But then like, it tells a story like, Mick Jagger called her and was like, hey, we need you. Like, and she's like, okay. Yeah. And she gets to the studio and she's like,
she's like 8 months pregnant, hair curler still in and like a silk nighty thing. And she just
killed it.
Yeah.
They were probably so fucked up too. Just fucked up out of their minds.
That's definitely true. Cause they called her in the middle of the fucking night.
Whoa. What's with her belly?
But they were still awake and like at work. Yeah. They were just fucked up in their room.
Just give us a second, lady. All right, we're good.
Yeah.
Do you want some? Like, no, I'm okay, guys.
You called me for work.
Yeah, this is work. Oh, my God. Yeah, but it does seem like, especially at that time, a lot of them got financially fucked. Where you're like, almost every single one. These people should be like, they should not worry about money. That, like,
I mean, to be fair, I see a lot of them riding around in really nice cars.
Oh, all right. Well, then they probably did all right.
They have decent apartments, I guess. And you don't get to know a lot about them, but
yeah.
Well, and some of them,
the
girl with the last name Fisher, Linda
Carrie?
Is it Linda?
I think it is Linda.
Linda Fisher.
Yeah. Or Lisa.
Lisa Fisher.
It's Lisa.
I can almost get there on every name. Like I have, like, I had said Diane, right? Darlene.
Linda.
Yeah, so apparently she was a very good and successful solo singer.
Mm.
Like she had her own like albums and everything, but she preferred singing as, well,
Have you heard them?
The one.
I immediately thought of like people that I know that have full length feature albums, but like they're bums.
So. Right. But
why are you judging it on that?
They interviewed that jazz trumpeter and he said he walked into the studio one time and it was Lisa Fisher and they're like singing backup vocals, like with the backup singer. Yeah. And he's like, what the fuck is she doing here? Yeah. Like she should be on her own. Like she is a big name.
Mm-hmm.
But she enjoyed singing with other people.
Yeah. Less pressure. I mean, probably, I assume.
Yeah, it definitely seemed less stressful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I imagine it would be.
Yeah.
But that was, I mean, this, I guess, is kind of like, I hesitate to say that they're getting their due, but because getting their due would be like getting paid and the recognition for the work that you did.
Well, got paid a little bit.
This honestly is kind of like, The Wrecking Crew.
Yeah.
It's like dozens and dozens of people, a whole fucking background industry.
Yeah.
These just are the vocalists, not guitar players, drums, trumpets, bass. Yeah. But they're on 100+ platinum records each. Like they have every number one hit to their name collectively. Everyone in this doc is half of all music in the last 65 years.
Yeah,
that's fucking crazy.
But like no one knows their fucking name.
No.
You just watched the doc.
And I'm Linda Fisher.
Donna Love or whatever. Yeah. But I mean, it's tricky because
you think like music, like people that are into that genre of music would know these people's names?
See, I'm into this genre of music. Like I fucking love Sam Cooke and like Ray Charles. All like a ton of the bands that it shows.
Yeah. But it's hard information to find too.
Yeah, sure.
That's true.
So I think we missed it actually because it's still playing just on mute. There was a scene, I'm sure you saw it, where Avatar, like clips from the movie Avatar flashed up.
Yeah.
The guy who is throughout this doc, he was a part of a group called Waters.
Yeah, the Waters
family. The Waters family group. He states in that little scene that they did a lot of like the random nature calls and like bird calls in Avatar.
The fuck?
And then he fucking like screeches one out and he's like, oh, we also did the Lion King.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
we did the opening, like the Circle of Life song. Yeah.
Oh,
that's hard information.
These guys right here.
Yeah. Those guys right there.
Dude.
That's really hard information to find. Cause I was like, there's no fucking way. Like they did.
Dude,
and they did.
Dude, that imagine as a kid. I couldn't believe it. That's how you wake up every morning.
That would be amazing.
I'd be just fucking, let's fucking go.
Yeah.
Just, yeah.
Holy shit.
Oh, that'd be so much fun.
Fuck.
And then Disney's like, you can't do that. You're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
No.
Fuck, it was such a good movie. Oh my God. But like the soundtrack alone sold like 94 million copies in like the first year.
And I will tell you.
Oh,
like
huge
90s, like
I don't think it's real.
90s and like 2000s Disney animated movies fucking killed the soundtrack. Like Tarzan, Phil Collins,
skateboarding through the trees and shit.
That was a total sellout film for him, though. Like Disney money shit.
Phil?
Oh yeah, he was like a great solo artist on his own, and then he did this. And
Elton John did Lion King.
Oh, likewise.
Yeah.
He's also a sellout.
You fucking son of a bitch.
Sorry, do you love Elton John?
Dude, do you love 20,000 dump trucks full of gold bars? So you shut the fuck up.
No, it's art. I guess that's what I'm saying is that like, if that's the case, then...
Yeah, but at that point, Elton John was like, man, I already made fucking Rocket Man and did all of the drugs in the world. So like, I'll get some Disney money.
Yeah. That's true. It was kind of an end of the career thing.
Dude, George Carlin did fucking Reading Rainbow.
Yeah,
he was fucked out of his mind when he was doing that. Like, he was an old man.
Yeah. And then Ringo started it.
He's trying to give back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess Elton John, that was only, what, like 20, that was 30 years ago. Not even.
It'll be 30.
Damn, Elton John's like 80 something? How the fuck old is he?
I think it was 94. Four came out. It's 30.
The Lion
30
King?
Years. Yeah.
Shit.
I think so.
Yeah. Damn, dude.
It did. It came out in July. July 94.
You might have been made to that movie.
I came out in 94 in April. So
it was a short gestation.
Yeah. I predate.
Yeah. That explains a lot.
It does.
Short a couple things.
Oh.
Yeah. But yeah.
So this dog was heartwarming and heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Oh, no one died.
Well, I mean, almost. Well, that one woman died. Phil Spector's fucking wife died.
Oh,
I mean, that's right.
Is Phil Spector still alive?
I don't care.
I don't think
so. Yeah, I think he's dead.
Yeah. That's what I said when you guys first came in. I was like, oh, surprise Spector. I didn't expect to see Phil Spector in here.
Is that a fucking Dr. Seuss run? Yeah. Dude, his court appearance is like the best appearance, like best hairstyle in a court, I'd say.
I think that was really? Just his normal hairstyle.
Oh, dude, it's just so good. Do you know what?
He doesn't look like Doc from Back to the Future?
Yeah. Times he like does. 10.
Yeah.
Nice.
And he's like, I'm innocent. I'm like, yeah, for sure, dude. No you, way. Yeah. Like his lawyers would be like, shave your fucking head.
You committed crimes on the way here.
This was my gun. Like you can't wave a gun around in a courtroom. What are you doing?
I'm Phil fucking Spector.
Yeah.
Surprise Spector.
I made the Beatles. Like what? I don't think he did.
The least desired Spector.
It's just funny that like there's people like him that like just, oh yeah, he did this amazing, amazing art. And then like also he did this. And you're like, fuck, man.
The James Bond Spectre is probably a well more respected Spectre.
Actual angry ghosts, I would prefer than surprise Phil Spectre.
Yeah.
Just lame. But
it's always who you gotta was, have a Phil.
Not Sonny and Cher. The other woman.
Mamas and the Papas?
Fuck. No. It's not
Aretha Franklin.
No, maybe it is Tina Turner actually. Yeah, who is Tina Turner's husband? He was a fucking dickhead.
Ike.
Yeah, Ike beat the shit out of her, man.
Yeah, but he's in this.
I think you're talking about Whitney Houston and Bobby Houston.
Heard stories of Ike not being a nice guy.
No,
this is a fucking Ike apologist over here.
No, I don't know. I didn't hear anything about it. I only know about like Bobby. What was Bobby's last name?
Bobby Brown, bro.
Yeah, Bobby Brown.
Come Whitney on. Houston.
Yeah. Also, Ike Turner, whatever that is. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know he was a bad dude.
Yeah.
He's a total. He's in jail now, I think.
Really?
Still in jail. Yeah.
Ike.
Yeah.
see what I did there?
Yeah, I did. I was here for that.
Aye, aye, aye.
Yeah. Fucking goddamn. And then same thing, sort of as just setting a Grammy on your shelf. That same woman, Lisa Fisher, has like 2 platinum records and a gold record. Just next to the radiator, near a window, like against the
wall. I hope to Christ they get sun damage.
Just like learn your fucking lesson.
Fucking idiot. I don't think any of that's real, dude. I just think she's got like dollar store props.
So
she's not even her singer.
Because that would be hilarious.
Ike Turner is dead.
Oh, he is dead. Yeah. Okay.
Good. Thank Christ.
Yeah, who cares?
Hanging out with
probably
Satan.
Tina, honestly.
You think he's like Hitler's producer now? And like if they're in hell together?
He's just like playing bass in the background.
Married 14 times.
So fucking awesome.
He often married another woman before divorcing his existing wife.
How is it not? That should get you like frontline sainthood. You should be like, bro.
Satanhood?
No, saint. Like you're a saint, like a patron saint of dick or something.
In the eyes of the Catholic Church.
Yeah. Why not?
I want no. There can't
is there be. Any is there any black dudes that are saints?
I don't know. I'm not religious.
I hesitate to say no, but I want to say no.
That's fucked
it's
up.
Probably true.
Let's get Ike in there, bro.
Ike Turner, the first why black not? Saint.
What? Give me a reason why not. He can sing good.
He can sing good.
He clearly loves women.
Yeah, that those are 2 Catholic things.
Sold cocaine.
If I've ever met a Catholic,
dude,
man, oh man,
they probably do that. I'm starting this fucking GoFundMe.
Text the fucking Pope.
Yeah, 1-800 the Pope. There's got to be like a hotline where you can like fast, like, hey, I want to get this person sainthooded or sainted.
Yep. All you have to do is write to God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Yep.
Okay, I'll work on that. So yeah, Ike Turner, that's cool.
14
marriages. The first one was to a 16-year-old.
Oh,
he added 4 years to his age.
Did he bookend it? What was the last one?
I don't know.
She was 14, and like there is irony in that.
I don't know how.
Man.
I don't know how old he was. Like he might have been the same.
20.
What? 15.
He added.
I find that hard to believe.
He added 4 years to his age to make it able So he says,
oh, legal. What?
Yeah. Speaking on his early marriages, he said, you gave a preacher $2. The marriage papers cost $3. That was it. In those days, blacks did not bother with divorces
or math.
You just leave?
What the fuck?
Yeah. He's saying it cost $5 to get married.
Yeah, but that was
you gave the preacher $2.
Oh, and the license itself in the state cost $3. Oh, yeah. I assume those were the same thing.
No. Are you a racist son of a bitch?
The way it was phrased is justified in my
The way confusion. That they use their money is confusing.
Pay for this, pay for that. What the fuck is going on?
Oh, so, sorry, she wasn't 16.
Spiritually, she was.
He was 16, so I don't know how old she was.
Dude, he was like one of those cool guys that was like pimping and older. Yeah,
so Turner was first married at 16 years old to Edna Dean Stewart.
Oh, Edna doesn't sound like she was young.
What?
The name Edna back then, that was in like the 60s?
Yeah, that's true. That was like an Allison today.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
An Allison of today.
Yeah.
I just like to think of 15-year-old Ike Turner just macking on some 30-year-old and he marries her. Yeah. And she's just like, I met some kid today and I think I just got married. Like, I don't know what's going on. He's
teaching him how to slap the bass.
That's fun. How many times was Phil married? Can we look that up?
I don't know. Phil Spector. How many times did he kill people?
Well, I don't know. What else are we going to talk about in this doc?
Backup singers, maybe?
Yeah.
What they did?
Who's your favorite backup singer? There we go.
Sheryl Crow.
Nate Dogg, bro.
Nate Dogg, the rapper? Was he in D12?
He made the best hooks.
I don't believe you.
Oh, well, I'll show you some. I like this genre of music, but like name wise, like I don't even know like full names of like, like I fucking love Pink Floyd and I don't know if I could name all of the members of Pink Floyd.
Yeah. That's a problem. So do you know my phone number? Do you know Tyler's phone number?
No.
Do you know your own?
I was going to say, please don't dox me.
Don't you say think I'm just going to fucking Rain Man? Like, say what? I'm like, what? No, dude, I know no phone numbers.
Yeah. None. Weird though, right? Because like guarantee you used to know a bunch.
Yeah. I don't know your guys' phone numbers. I know like my best friend's phone number.
I think I know how to find your guys' phone numbers in my
Tyler
phone.
Just secretly told us that we are not his best friend. Because he's like, I don't know your number, but I know my best friend's number.
You guys are number 2 and 69. You can figure out who's 69.
I feel like what? I'm too because
in lists of best friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
What he wants to do, like fuck, marry, kill.
I don't know what one I want to be.
You're gonna get 69, dude. That's pretty cool.
It's not the word I would use.
I don't want to answer this call. I don't want to answer this.
Gotta dial it again.
Yeah,
that's the epitome of a butt dial.
So yeah, who's your backup or favorite backup singer then? Since you threw it to me.
I definitely don't have one.
Yeah. I didn't know Sheryl Crow was a backup singer until this doc. Yeah. At some point.
Fuck. I guess I meant like backup singer that never went anywhere.
What? That's so obscure.
Well, like someone who's never gotten...
Someone who nobody would anyone know. Yeah.
Hey, who's your
favorite?
Who's your most like successful professional athlete that didn't really do anything?
Christian.
Like, what?
Who's your favorite movie extra?
Yeah.
That's a good question. For
I have one. For me, I believe it was a James Bond movie.
I got one.
And the guy's like sweeping in the background, but the broom is never touching the ground.
That's a James Bond movie?
I believe it was. I could be very wrong.
That's a deep cut on James Bond movie. Yeah. Do you guys know the movie Logan's Run?
No, I've
It's like a weird, you should watch it. There's a scene in it where shit's going down and dudes are getting lasered. And there's a guy who gets a laser right in his butt. It's pretty funny.
Lethally?
They didn't have real lasers, dude.
Yeah, I believe it was a Daniel Craig.
I don't know if it was the effects or whatnot, but the way he gets shot and he like goes flying is pretty funny.
Ridiculous.
And they're in like.
No, but that character died in the movie.
Yeah, he's just an extra, man.
Of course.
You just hear him like, and then he.
It doesn't just shoot out of his face.
That'd be so sick.
It goes all the way through his body.
That'd be sick. Like fucking.
Yeah, it was Quantum of Solace. Daniel Craig.
I've never seen it.
Isn't that a newer one?
Yeah, yeah, Daniel Craig.
Oh man,
I mean, new. It was like mid-2000s, like 2000. Wow. Like,
he's been 2008 for a long time.
2008.
Yeah. Holy,
that was before Michael Jackson died.
Man, Michael could have been in that.
That is true.
He could have been in.
Imagine Michael Jackson was a villain in a James Bond movie.
Wow, that would be actually scary. I'd be like, no, you gotta get him.
Get over here.
You can't let him go.
Yeah. I try and grab him, but he's just so slippery.
Ew, that's a greasy fucking villain. But it's not like he's naturally greasy, though.
Yeah, he is.
I thought he greased himself up.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. Yeah. Sting is on the TV. He doesn't come. He gets close.
He only ever gets close?
That's what I heard.
Does he have kids?
No, close.
It was extracted.
Yeah, I think he does have kids, or at least friends in the friends world. He has kids.
Do you think after he's done, he's like, "You've been stung, baby"?
Yeah,
and then he pieces this.
Do you remember?
I could have came all over you, but I chose not to.
Do you remember that storyline in Friends?
He's in Friends.
Yeah,
I hate Friends.
As him,
as Sting,
as Sting.
Yeah, Ross's
kid. Friends is fucking stupid.
Ross's kid goes to the same school as Sting's kid.
Holy shit!
And Phoebe,
is it actually Sting's kid? That's like.
In the show? No, I don't think so.
Oh, well, Sting's,
I don't think it ever shows a
is
kid.
Is Sting's kid's name B?
B Sting?
Yeah. Mm. What up?
Yeah.
Because that's his last name, right?
And then I think, I don't think he was ever actually in it, but Only Murders in the Building?
Oh, he was in it.
The fuck is
was
that?
Was he actually in it?
Yep.
Or was just did they just mention it?
No, he was in it.
Yeah.
What the hell is that?
Disney show.
Was what? Steve Martin and Martin Short?
Oh yeah,
Justin Bieber's ex girlfriend,
Selena Gomez.
Oh
yeah, it's a good show. It's a good show.
Okay, and
first season's good.
I didn't finish the second season.
I think he watched it.
No, I didn't finish the third season.
Yeah,
I think
either one.
The one with Paul Rudd. Is that three?
No, there are backup singers in there.
My favorite backup singer. Group at least is probably Leonard Cohen. They're just so fucking talented.
Like, what are they doing now?
They're it's all the absurd. Time? They're probably not doing much.
Oh, okay.
Because, yeah, he's dead.
Lenny's gone.
Yeah.
Poor Lenny. Yeah. Either way, yeah, but yeah, fucking great group of singers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or Pink Floyd. Because Pink Floyd would be nothing without their chorus.
Those little kids that they never paid?
No, not those kids. Fuck that album.
Yeah, true.
So stupid.
But, So at the very start of this, like the one woman's talking about, like she kind of became a backup singer and she was playing. She was one of the Rayettes.
For
Ray Charles.
Yeah.
And she's performing in like a 50,000 person concert.
Jesus Christ.
At Madison Square Garden. And she didn't hit her key.
Mm-hmm.
And he just started pounding on the piano on the key that she was supposed to hit. And she's like, I never missed another cue ever again.
No.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I think the saving grace there is that Ray Charles looked over at her and been like, you fucking hit that fucking note. Bang, bang, bang. It would have looked just like he was stimming or something. Like he just kind of went.
Dude, imagine.
Or he was blind and he didn't know what was going on.
Oh, he's a great pianist.
Oh, I love Ray Charles. Like, Ray Charles is one of my favorites.
If I could see, I'd fucking beat the shit out of you right now.
That's what he was saying with his body.
Yeah.
I love Ray Charles.
His handlers are like, oh shit, lady.
You're so mad.
He just stared you down. Like, really? Did he? He really did. Oh, okay.
I can't see through the things.
There's a funny conspiracy theory that Stevie Wonder is not actually blind.
Yeah, I believe it.
Whoa, really? Okay. Oh, yeah.
What? Yeah. He's in his dog, too.
Yeah. He loves doing photography. I think we've talked about this before.
Yeah, that was actually recent.
A month ago. Okay.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, blind people paint. Like,
Shut the fuck up.
They do?
Yeah, but a monkey can.
Jackson Pollock. He was blind.
Yeah, okay, good point.
Painted like he was blind.
Oh, yeah. I would say not actually blind.
I don't know that. Well,
he fucking should have been.
Who the fuck is Jackson Pollock?
But then he was at the White House doing like a correspondence dinner or something like that.
Yeah.
And, I think it was,
someone threw the mic to
George,
him.
George Bush like walked in front of Bill Clinton. One of them walked from him and like knocked like the mic stand. And
hey, fuck you, white boy.
And he just like reaches out and grabs it.
That's like some Spider-Man. That's Tobey Maguire Spider-Man.
You know, his hearing is so good that he can hear. He's like, he does echolocation.
Yeah.
So he heard the mic go farther away from him.
Yeah.
And then he's like, huh?
Stevie Dolphin.
Dude.
Stevie Dolphin.
If he can see, that is the greatest. Like, that, to me, is a greater and better long con than, like, Bernie Madoff shit.
Mm-hmm.
We're all right, Madoff frauded like billions and billions of dollars. this fucking guy was blind, but not really, his whole career.
He was just like,
that's insane.
He was just like, I saw how famous Ray Charles got. I'm going to do that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what are the odds?
Ray's like, I mean, fuck you, I know. He's like, shut up, dude.
In the same century.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Maybe I mean, no one was giving Stevie Wonder a chance.
There was also...
Like, did they grow up in some, like, weird region of the U.S. Where, like, they bathed in
nuclear waves? Who was the blind blues guy?
What?
What do you mean?
Jeff Healy?
He's blind?
Okay. Yes. Yeah. No, yeah. He's blind, and he plays blues. I just wasn't thinking of...
White guys are capable of that?
That's why I got confused.
That's so cool.
Yeah. Well, because there's, like, blind Lightning Hopkins, or...
Have you never seen... Roadhouse?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jeff Healy.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen the new Roadhouse?
I've seen half of it.
No. That sounds about right.
Have you seen the old one?
No.
Oh, dude, it's so good.
No, it's so awful.
It's so good.
I heard someone...
It's so stupidly awesome. It's awful. Yeah. Like, we got to get fucked up and watch it.
I heard someone on the radio talking about, like, how awful the new one is. And then they're like, yeah, I haven't ever seen the original. I was like,
oh my God.
If you watch the original, you would think it's just as awful.
You would have, like, declined to talk on the radio this morning.
There's a scene in it where...
I have nothing to say.
There's a scene in it where P. Swayze grabs a guy's throat and rips his throat out.
I've heard about that. That's actually the only thing I've heard.
But like body structure dancer P. Swayze. So you're like, what? He's like, eh, and you're like, I don't think this would happen.
He's pretty jacked. Like he's...
Yeah, but...
No, he's skinny.
I think this was after Footloose, so it's like, bro.
He wasn't in Footloose.
No,
he was not in Footloose. What the fuck dancing movie was he in?
Dirty Dancing.
Yeah. That's
it was one. Dirty Dancing.
Sorry, I got dancing that movies from the '80s mixed Bacon, up, guys.
No, yeah. Mitch makes a good point. I mean, there was a lot of dancing movies in the '80s.
Shut the fuck up.
Why?
Yeah, and then there was Flashdance as well.
West Side Story. Dancing.
West Side... That wasn't from the 80s.
That's just a musical.
Also, that was from like the 60s, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. It's about Puerto Ricans. I don't know.
You're fucking me up.
But yeah.
I love that I'm like a virus in your head and you go to say something coherent and you're like, what the fuck was the last original, 30 seconds?
No, shut up.
The original Roadhouse is fucking awful. Like, it has a storyline that makes no fucking sense.
Yeah.
I like the trailer. I saw the trailer on Prime.
Of the new one?
No,
of the old one.
The old one.
Oh, yeah.
It was like he's got a degree in philosophy and
he does Tai Chi.
He's broken Tai Chi and he's broken more bones than he owns. Wait, what?
That's a good line.
What kind of bouncer has like a mentor? Like
he has a mentor?
Yeah,
like Sam Elliott. The door?
Sam Elliott.
No.
Yeah, like so that's he starts.
I had no idea.
So this like rival, this gang that's trying to take over the bar.
Is it a dance gang?
No.
Oh, it's the 80s. I don't know.
Yeah. Get out of here, Patrick.
Have I seen you some?
So they like start fucking shit up, and he's like, I gotta call in my mentor, and he comes in and like.
I feel like maybe you shouldn't have left if you still need him.
But then that's a whole 5 minutes of the movie that you can't film. And then your movie's 3 minutes long.
Oh yeah. That's true.
It's just Swayze walking into a room, ripping a guy's throat out.
And spoiler alert, mentor dies.
Oh no. Yeah. Does he drink himself to death?
No, he gets stabbed.
It's Sam Elliott.
I love Sam Elliott. Just Sam Elliott's like my favorite.
How is he still alive? He's gotta be like 80 something. That's a good question.
Yeah. He was in a movie recently. This has somehow diverged from...
That's okay. I like it. Anytime we're talking about Sam Elliott, I'm here for it.
Okay, so...
So all we can talk about is fucking his... Okay, wait. What?
He was in a movie recently in like the last 2 years called The Man Who Killed Hitler and the Sasquatch.
It's true. And he is the man, right?
He's the guy.
He's the guy.
I have to see that now.
Yeah. I feel like... Haven't we talked about this or did you just tell me about it?
I have not heard this.
I think I just told you about it then.
Yeah.
No. It's honestly
like a B movie.
Hollywood, like Oscar worthy. Yeah. 100%.
No, yes. But it's like B movie, like effects and stuff like that. Like super low budget or is it actually like well done, but stupid movie.
Weirdly enough, the first half about the Hitler shit, fucking great. It's actually good. I was excited. I was interested. I was like, this is surprising.
Where does Sasquatch come in?
And then it devolves into Sasquatch.
I'm not going to spoil it, but
like, I'm for sure going to watch it.
It's in the title.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Weirdly enough, you'll see it immediately. the first half of the movie.
That's got to be like
mob is Sasquatch money. Also in Germany?
No. Genuinely well done.
Dude, a Nazi Sasquatch would be so sick.
Don't fucking spoil it.
Oh, shit. Sorry. I didn't.
The first half of the movie, genuinely well done. Like that was very good. Yeah. And then somehow it transitions into a giant flaming
anti-Semitic Sasquatches.
But the budget's still there. Or maybe they burnt it on the lighting and sound in the first half of the movie. And they're like, they don't film them chronologically, but like, still, there's no fucking way. Like that guy editing, he's like, this is as good as I can do. I don't know. The first half, great. Second half, whatever.
I feel like that. I don't know if they did, but there's a podcast where like, how the fuck did this get made?
This one is of the, a movie that you launder money in Hollywood with.
One of the episodes I listened to was that, Wild Wild West, that fucking, basically that was a fucked up studio exec that was like, I want to make a Western with a giant robot spider. And they're like,
I love Wild Wild West.
I've never seen it. What the fuck?
Yeah, exactly.
Will Smith.
Exactly. Yeah. He's like steampunk, super cool. We're going to have like, and they're like, okay.
Yeah.
And he was the money man. Shit. So it was like, fuck, this is like, this. Everything's got to go through this crazy fuck.
Wild Wild West was like my childhood.
It's a ridiculous movie.
Great, great Will Smith song, by the way, as well.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
He swears.
No.
No, he doesn't.
He's not allowed.
Yeah.
But Wild Wild West, fantastic movie. I rewatched it recently.
That's interesting. I never thought about that. That's not good. Why Will Smith never swore, but like...
Because he's up to no good.
Oh.
No, why?
But only in his music. Like, he swears in movies and stuff.
Well, he sweared at the Oscars.
Yeah. Keep my wife's name out your fucking dick.
Out your motherfucker. Did he say motherfucker?
I don't know.
No, I think he just said fucking
motherfucker. Oh, man, he should have said mother. It went real. BLS. That's okay with it.
Yeah. We're so far off, but like,
who
That's curves? Fucking nuts.
What? Yeah. That he doesn't swear?
No, that he beat up Chris Rock. He does swear, just not in person.
Music.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Like, at the Oscars, on fucking stage, just before an award was going to be given out.
And then he punched a guy. And then got a standing ovation.
Did he win an award?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He won best actor.
The fact that he got a standing ovation and didn't just whip his dick out in front of everyone to be like, fuck.
He won best actor for King Richard.
Yeah, dude.
I had no idea.
That's why it was like, if you're a real person, you're like, what? Oh, this whole thing, you all should be fucking firebombed. Like, this is insane. This Holy is all fuck. Fake fucking stupid bullshit.
I had no idea.
I mean, technically, the award was already pre-picked anyway. Like,
fuck that. They should, like, no, you're out of here.
But they can't because they pay a accounting firm to seal envelopes. They can't just change it.
Yeah, but you kick him out of here. You don't give him the opportunity to go on stage.
Sure. That should have happened. Yes.
Yeah. They're like, no. You don't go up.
But they also have time to fill for the show. They have advertisers that have paid.
Just put that little clip on loop. I don't know.
What?
Smack after smack after smack.
I'm surprised it wasn't.
Yeah. That's nice.
That'd be sick if he makes it his production logo.
Yeah. Just a silhouette.
But him like a ginormous, so he's like slapping down. Or it's him just slapping a rock and you're like, that's fucking awesome. That's it. That's wicked.
Rock Breaker Studios.
Him throwing a rock.
That'd be funny.
This rock's ironically named Chris. Phew. That's fucked up, man.
Wow. I feel I've never done this before, but I feel like we should choose the next episode now.
I feel bad for Morgan. He made a fantastic doc.
Yeah, it's great.
It really was.
It is excellent.
Yeah, 100%. Watch it.
It's just hard to talk about backup singers for an hour. It's easy to watch.
Yeah, back no, they just, like they tell cool stories.
Highly enjoyable.
They'd be cool people to like sit or like, oh hey, oh,
they've seen everything.
Yeah, like oh my aunt is friends with this lady, and like sit down and have a dinner with her, and be like, this is the fucking coolest lady ever. Mm-hmm. Or like I said, with those people, if they have kids or grandkids, and you're like, oh yeah, when I was a child, I'd go over to my grandparents' house. I'd wake up to live Lion King every fucking morning.
And like one of those little like hyper colorful karaoke box things.
Yeah. Like, my God, that's amazing.
So
yeah,
I will tell you. So this film was a huge financial success.
Really?
It grossed.
It won an Oscar too, didn't it?
No, what? I don't think so.
It was nominated.
Definitely nominated. Yeah.
Yeah. It grossed $5 million internationally on a $1 million budget.
Jesus.
Wow, this doc is one of the rare ones of that actually made money.
And in 2023, so last year, it was selected for preservation in the National Film Registry by the Library of Congress.
Right.
Look at that. That's the U.S. government doing something right.
Deeming it culturally, historically, or aesthetically significant.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Yeah. There was one part where, again, Lisa Fisher... Fucking superstar.
Oh, it did win an Oscar. I apologize.
So maybe that... Oh, that was a Grammy, not an Oscar. Why would she have the Oscar?
Never mind.
Were you saying Lisa Fisher?
She was standing in line at the FedEx store.
What? She can't just fucking frontline that shit?
You'd think that you'd be able to just
get
clap
the fuck
twice.
Out of my way. Yes. Like perfect pitch?
It has half of an EGOT.
Really?
What?
Yeah. So this doc won a Grammy?
It did win a Grammy.
And an Oscar. For
best music film.
What the fuck is the other one?
A Tony.
Tony or an Emmy.
What's the Emmy for?
Is like TV.
Oh, you could make a TV series out of this.
Well, but yeah.
But this showed on TV.
A play?
Right? Like that's what that means?
No.
How did this win an Emmy?
It didn't win it. I said half of it.
Yeah.
It won an Oscar and a Grammy.
It needs to get four, an Emmy
four,
and a
two out of four.
Tony.
Oh, there is a half. Four.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Shut up. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Holy shit. So do you think that the Grammy... No, that doesn't make any sense
What's
at all.
That? What?
So she has two Grammys.
That one's fake.
You do think that's fake? Huh? You definitely can buy them.
Yeah.
I will get you one.
No, dude. Okay. I want a Tony one.
Pretty easy. All right.
Yeah, what's the Canadian one? They seem pretty cool.
A Juno?
We're definitely not getting on the CBC anymore.
There was aspirations for that?
No. But, so she's, Lisa Fisher standing in line at the FedEx store. Yeah, you'd think that she'd be able to just clap twice, mm-hmm. sing her way to the top of the line, and everyone would bow as she walks up.
Oh, shit, that's Lisa Fisher.
Yeah, you get it for free, Lisa. Like, you don't pay here.
Yeah, yeah.
But, nope, she's just standing there. And then I thought, it was like, how many times... Have I stood in line somewhere and the person beside me is a fucking Grammy nominated, like world class musician?
You think that's happened to you before?
Vocalist. No. Well, I do have one crazy story. I was standing in line at McDonald's and.
You met Mr. McDonald?
I met Mr. McDonald. Yep. He was wearing a hamburger suit.
Hard to miss.
I was shocked. I didn't see it when I walked in. Anyways, I was out for a ride on my motorcycle, went to McDonald's. For lunch, and the guy standing next to me looks over and he sees me walk in with my helmet and jacket. And he's like, oh, I'm like, that's your motorcycle outside then. He's like, yeah, that's the one. He's like, oh, that's a nice little bike. I used to ride. I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. Like, what did you ride?
Did you get hit on?
No. So this guy turns out to have raced in the Isle of Man TT.
Shut the fuck up.
Like for like 10 years.
And he's still alive?
That's what I thought.
And he has all of his limbs.
What? He was old too.
He didn't like, he didn't have like one eye.
Like a peg leg? No.
Like all of his fingers?
Didn't check, but I mean, fuck.
Dude, did you have like, hey, let's sit down and let's eat some food.
I didn't say that.
Oh man, I would have.
But.
I mean like, dude, how many of your friends have you seen? Like, oh, one time Christian in 62, I was going around a corner and my friend didn't take the corner and I saw him fly into the ocean.
Yeah, he just landed in France.
And then you did the race next year. You're like, yeah, why not? Yeah. What the fuck? That is...
One less competitor.
That's borderline like, oh yeah, I met a fighter pilot.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yep. Pretty fucking wild.
Professional BMXers that when they get older, you're just like, oh man, you guys done way too many drugs and you're all fucked up. But in your 20s, you were cool people.
Yeah.
So like, that's fun.
How many times do you think that you've stood next to someone in line that... Just is, it would shock you the fucking cool stuff that they've done.
Like, oh, yeah.
Would be internationally recognized for whatever they've done.
I rubbed dicks with Donald Sutherland and Kiefer Sutherland.
Really? Yeah. Are they related?
Yeah, father
Donald
and son.
Sutherland? Doesn't he have a stamp?
He just got
a stamp.
Three, seven.
Credit, yeah.
That's fucking cool.
Wait, what the fuck did you just say? I'm so confused.
I rubbed dicks with.
You rubbed all three. Like a trifecta.
Did you do the incest stuff or
not at the same time?
You do.
It was like me, a dance Donald, party?
Oh,
Kiefer, go.
So,
I was at a TIFF premiere party,
mm.
and it was like a very crowded bar, and like I'm like trying to get out, and Donald comes in. We kind of like brushed
chest all to chest. Had hard-ons.
And then Kiefer came behind.
It's like walking through the turnstiles in a...
It was like, that's weird. You're here with your son and you both have boners. Not that I have a boner because I'm by myself.
You should see that's where we just came from.
Yeah. Yeah. You should see his mom. Like, oh, man.
You should see where we just came to.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. Whatever.
So that's my... That's my...
That's pretty cool.
That's my 20 feet. Not even like, that's like my 3 inches from stardom.
Nice.
Fucking what a great dog though.
At least you didn't meet an NBA guy.
Oh. That would be 20 feet from stardom.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it.
I got a black eye when I met Kobe. Like, oh man.
That's was he angry? No, he was.
He just bent
the
over.
Other one.
He jumped up. He's like, oh shit.
So I have picked next week's.
Cool.
Is this doc over? Is it like, is this episode
over?
Is it over
a true crime?
War? It is not true crime. It is not war.
Oh.
It's music?
It's, no.
What other fucking docs are there?
It's kind of...
Nature.
It's kind of sports.
We haven't done a nature doc in a while.
It's not nature. It's kind of sports.
Kind of
part
sports.
Human interest.
Is it about high life?
Is this some fucking boating?
No, it's not about boating either.
You didn't say no to High Life. I think it's about High Life.
Dude, High Life is pretty sick.
That's I heard it's not about High Life. I don't know what that is.
Oh. It's like some fucked up game that's very easy to rig.
You know,
you can like you gamble like mad money on it.
I don't
it.
Think that's sports. Is it?
What High Life?
Yeah.
Yeah, you've seen footage of High Life.
It's they've got those big scoops.
Yeah, they play it in Florida.
The ball around. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's High Life.
But the way that you play it, it's really easy to rig. So I don't know. So that would be a cool.
It's about skateboarding.
No way. Why did you say kind of a sport, asshole?
I didn't say kind of a sport, did I?
Oh,
but I don't think it's not really about the sport of skateboarding.
Is this the what is this?
Oh no, I've seen the title for this just recently.
It's about three kids, three guys.
The Bone Spur Kid?
No, it's like from the like mid 90s, early late 90s.
2018.
Oh, is that when it was done? Or that's not when the footage was taken.
Oh.
Because they filmed a lot of this stuff when they were younger.
Yes.
Oh, man. I know this.
He's onto it.
I forget what it's called.
The fact that I'm wearing a skateboard t-shirt.
The director is named like Bin.
Been there, done that?
Bin Laden.
Bing Lu. Bing Lu.
Bing Lu.
It's called Minding the Gap.
Oh, yeah. I know about this. Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah. Who do they profile?
Bing Lu and his two buddies.
Not pros. They never went pro. Filmmaker
Bing Lu searches for correlations between his skateboarder friends' turbulent upbringings and the complexity of modern masculinity. What? Kent Abernathy?
No.
No. Nina Bogren?
No.
Mengi Bolin?
No. Did they skate in like North America?
I think they might.
Zach Mulligan?
Nope.
No.
Keir Johnson?
Nope.
Yeah.
So, we might as well stop.
Yeah.
No idea.
Huh.
Cool. Though.
Have we watched a skateboarding documentary?
No.
No.
Skedaddleboarding?
There was one in the Oscar lineup like 3 years ago.
What? Really?
Yeah.
It this one's part of the Criterion Collection.
No, oh, cool. Shit.
Yeah.
Wow, man. One of these kids must have like killed someone or something.
No, I think it's just a really good fucking story.
Well, their traumatic childhood.
So it was
some fucked up shit happened.
Nominated for an Oscar.
They did some sick tricks.
Dude, it got nominated for an Oscar and it's about skateboarding. One of these kids got molested.
Mm.
100%.
It does say turbulent upbringing.
100%. There's no way a documentary, there's no way. Oh yeah, me and my three buddies, we were just like, his mom was kind of a dick. And then we just grew up skateboarding and we learned how to be men through skateboarding. That's not a movie. Like my friend was brutally molested and then the next day he learned how to do 360 flips. And you're like, that's a wild story.
I hope you're wrong. I'm not going to say that you are.
Oh, I say one of the three, something fucked up happened.
This one lost to Free Solo.
Oh, really? Oh. Fuck, they are... That is a fucking riveting movie.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah, I've never seen it, but anyone said that watched it is like your palms are sweating. And
it's just
like,
knees weak, fuck? Arms.
Mom's spaghetti?
Have you started rapping that? Let's go.
Yeah. No, I've seen it. I was drunk and high, and that was not okay.
Yeah.
Is that another Eminem?
I was drunk and high, and I was not okay.
And it was not okay, Kim. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Don't you dare, Eminem.
Yeah.
Mind the gap.
Minding the gap.
Cool. Minding.
Yeah.
I'm excited to watch this.
Yeah.
It's a Hulu documentary.
Oh.
So it may be on Disney Plus. I know it is on YouTube to
rent. I'll give you my Criterion account.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Deal.
Sweet.
Okay. You guys, later, skater.
Mind the gap, fool.
Oh.
Later.
It's Ollie on out of here.